April 1st of next year will mark the 150th anniversary of the wreck of the SS Atlantic. Nova Scotia Archive says it was the world's worst merchant shipwreck known at that time. Almost 1,000 people were on board traveling from Liverpool, England, when the captain diverted toward Halifax, worried he may not have enough coal on board to get all the way to New York. The archive's website says 565 of those passenger and crew died when the Atlantic wrecked at Mars Island off Lower Prospect. Hundreds survived thanks to the heroic efforts of local people. Lynette Richards has a new graphic novel for young adults that centers on one of the people on the Atlantic. And Lynette is on the line now from Terrence Bay Road to tell us why she created Call Me Bill. Lynette, welcome to Main Street. How are you?
I'm fine. Thanks, Jeff.
There are literally hundreds of stories that could be told about the SS Atlantic. What drew you to Bill?
Well, Bill is a person from the ship who is buried in the mass grave in Terrence Bay with 270-ish other corpses. And there wasn't a lot of real information known about the wreck or the rescue or the dead. Mm. And as I was doing some research, I discovered this particular person, when they were doing the burial, was discovered to be a woman. And that was the story that intrigued me, because I'm a feminist and a lesbian, and I just thought, you know, it had a real resonance to my own experience, and I wanted to find out more.
Huh. And what would have been known about this, about Bill, at the time? How did he come to the public attention?
Well, Bill was, he was just Bill on the ships and got along just fine as a member of the crew. And honestly, it wasn't until the burial that they figured out that Bill was, you know, had right. another identity, I
yeah.
guess. And it was referred to in the newspapers and the Halifax Morning Chronicle on April the 5th as the romantic incident, wherein another sailor said that they didn't know Bill was a woman. He used to take his liquor and cigarettes like everybody else. And they, yeah. So nobody knew.
So what have you learned then as you were, what have you learned through your research about Bill, also known, I guess, or known variously at different times as Maggie Armstrong?
Well, I learned the story. I learned a story that is written into newspapers across the world, a variety of different newspapers. So I was able to find articles that corroborated a character. And there is enough of a constellating force to sort of believe that it's the very same person that is buried. And so this person was born and raised as a female in New Jersey, but didn't fit that, you know, the social constraints mm-hmm. of being a female in that era. And so ran away as a boy, because you have to remember that Bill was only 19 years old when he was buried finally in Terrence Bay. So this is a real young person, they had an adventurous life in a very short time. But there is a lot we don't know about them.
Now, there's a newspaper article in the book, a couple of newspaper articles in the book, one mm-hmm. though from the Aberdeen Journal about a lady sailor. Are yeah. these are real archival articles from the time?
They definitely are.
Awesome. Yeah. And now the interesting thing maybe not the interesting thing, but the thing that struck me was just that Bill was an awesome sailor, like a very, very valued member of crew, of every, you know, of crews, right?
Sure, and why not, you know?
Yeah. So did is there indication then there that Bill on board ship was respected by some, if not all, of the men? I think it would be a pretty tough crew. So But
I suspect it would be a tough crew. All the information, the skeleton of this book is from the newspaper articles. And so there are some things told, and there are some things that are just not part of interviews at the time. And so a great deal of the skeleton of the book is absolutely provable by these articles. And then anything that I couldn't get from the factual record, I had to take from my own experience.
Mm.
So I worked as a female in male-dominated trades when I was young. I was in the printing industry, and I was there was sexual harassment, but at that time there wasn't even the words sexual harassment. So
right.
I suspect that whatever Bill experienced on board the ships was an extreme version of that. And I wanted the book to talk about some of the hardships, but also be transformative and to be about the courage to be there and stay there and to find their footing.
Who uncovered, how did Bill come to be outed, I guess, or have his secret revealed?
Well, I found that quite interesting because they lived as a man on the ship for many months, and then it was actually the captain's wife who sort of saw anomalies and figured it out. So it was the eyes of a woman who spotted, what could be another truth.
And there's a point where the captain of the ship, whose wife, sort of her keen eyes, I guess, detected Bill, but the cargo ship Eskdale has confiscated Bill's sailor clothing, and Bill is in a dress helping with the laundry on board, and he thinks I'm trapped,
yeah,
like the Selkie. And it's something that does come out in the book, but maybe you could tell us about the legend of the Selkie or the seal folk.
Sure. There's an old Irish tale about some seals that can come ashore and a woman steps out of the seal skin. And if somebody steals the seal skin, then they can't return to the sea, but they long to return to the sea. And so they're always looking for their skin so that they can, return to their natural element. And I wanted to use that story in parallel to Bill's story because our clothing sort of dictates how the world sees us and treats us and constrains us or gives us liberties. And that's the experience that Bill had when dressed as a woman. They had no liberties, and when dressed as a man, they would have experienced incredible freedom.
And it's an interesting point because I think that on the Atlantic, in your graphic novel anyway, Bill encounters a journalist with the New York Tribune, I believe, who says that I've been a runaway. And I've spent time in vaudeville stage that this writer performed in drag, and so says that, hey, we've got all this stuff in common. And Bill, or I guess Maggie at that point, says no, it's very different. Maybe you can tell us why she says it's so different.
I think that there are quite a few social issues that we still deal with today that 150 years ago were the same social issues. And misogyny is one of them, racism, homophobia, poverty issues, fear of immigrants, appropriation of land as people pushed west then. These are all still really current issues. And I think that we can't say that male experience in the world is the same as female experience in the world. Mm. There are still barriers and still work for equality that has to be done.
Who's this for, Lynette? Who are you hoping reads this?
Yeah, well, it's directed towards young adults, though I don't believe in speaking down to children in any way. But I think that people from 5 years old have enjoyed it all the way up to 85 years old already.
What do you hope they get from it?
Well, I just hope that they see a person who lived a courageous life and see a role model in that for whatever they may encounter as they go forward.
Well, Lynette, go ahead.
I think they should be proud, and I think the people of Lower Prospect and the Prospect Villagers should be really proud of their story, too.
And Lynette, thank you. Thank you for the book. Thanks for speaking with us.
Thank you.
Lynette Richards' new graphic novel for young adults is called Call Me Bill. It is available in local independent stores, and you can see it on, or we could find it, I guess, on the websites for Cape and Cowl, Woozles, and Bookmark. And I guess we got our copy at Tattletales.